Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at some notes from over the weekend in high school sports and local sports. And details on the Packers being the busiest NFL team in terms of cutting and adding. We'll have details in a moment.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. In local sports, from this past weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia, a former Richland Center High School Hornet continues to have a strong collegiate career. Wes Keller placed third All-American in the Division III track and field competition indoors. His team, UW Eau Claire, was national runner-up in the event hosted by Norfolk State. Wes, a junior for the Blue Golds, jumped a height of 2.07 meters and tied two jumpers from UW Oshkosh. The top jumper was Christian Pfeiffer from Baldwin Wallace, completing a 2.10 meter jump. The WEAC teams swept the top four spots, with lacrosse winning the title. Eau Claire was second, Oshkosh third, and Whitewater was fourth. The Wisconsin lacrosse men's and Loras College women's indoor teams came out triumphant at the 2024 NCAA Division III Indoor Track and Field Championships. Both teams celebrated at the Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, hosted by Norfolk State. Again, congratulations to Eau Claire junior jumper Wes Keller of Richland Center, who is third All-American this past weekend. The WIAA's 108th Boys Basketball State Championship Tournament will be held this weekend at the Kohl Center on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with action to get underway on Thursday afternoon at 1:35, with Division III, Division IV will be played on Thursday evening. Looking back on the winter sports season, the Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference Gymnastics teams have been announced. The top team was Dodgeville Mineral Point, Iowa Grant Highland, followed by the Southwestern Co-op, Platteville Belmont Lancaster, Prairie du Chien Fenimore, and River Valley Barneveld. Anya Sefrud of River Valley Barneveld was a first-team vaulter. She also made the first-team bars competition and on the beam as well. Anya Sefrud was a first-team member of the floor competition and the all-around as well. Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Iowa Grant, Highlands, Madeline Klein, and Brooklyn Murphy also dominated with first-team finishes in all of those events, including the all-around. From the world of sports in Richland Center from this past weekend, the league men's basketball championships were held. Round two in the championship game played on Sunday, March 10th. Stanek Construction took on the Termites and won by a score of 69-36. Stanek's were led by Ashley Thayer with 28 and Noah Johnson with 14. The Termites' Riley Jacobson had 11 and Jared Dow had 10. Both Ashley Thayer and Riley Jacobson tied in a three-point competition with 13 points each. In the 6:30 game, WCCU 53, the 608 41. WCCU was led by Matt Hatfield with 13, Connor Ellenson 12, Aaron Hipsch had 11. The 608 led by Alec Adsett and Kyle Muller, who shared the lead with 10 points apiece. In the championship game, Stanek Construction held off WCCU 50-42. Stanek Construction's Ashley Thayer had 17 points in that game, Grant Stittleberg 11, and Noah Johnson 10. For WCCU, they were led by Devin Schmitz with 23, and Caleb Olson had 9 points. The top stories on the state scene, the arrival of new players and the dismissal of longtime Packer favorites. The Packers were the busiest team in NFL free agency Monday, even though the market doesn't officially open until tomorrow. The biggest move appears to be the signing of the top safety available, Xavier McKinney, to a four-year deal worth $68 million. Stars like left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones were released. Jones will be replaced by former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Offensive lineman John Runyon Jr. signed with the Giants, and safety Darnell Savage signed with the Jaguars. The biggest move by another team was the four-year deal Atlanta signed with quarterback Kirk Cousins. Also, Saquon Barkley is joining the Eagles, and Brian Burns going to the Giants, apparently among the top moves. For the Packers, it was definitely a money-saving issue with Bakhtiari, and even Aaron Jones. They were unable to reach a new deal for Aaron Jones, and earlier, it was Brian Gutekunst, Packer GM, being asked about money-saving.
You know, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this, and we just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team. But those are always hard decisions.
After missing more than a dozen games, Bucks shooting guard Chris Middleton could return to the lineup tonight against Sacramento. Coach Doc Rivers told reporters last weekend Middleton could be back today. His injury has turned out to be much more serious than it was believed originally. With Middleton out and despite the presence of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, the Bucks offense has dropped off. Middleton won't be in midseason form, but he will have about a month to get there before the playoffs start. They are playing better together, according to head coach Doc Rivers.
I think Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, you know, I don't even look at them as one. You know, I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
Rivers talked about taking over midseason.
Well, the philosophy is win. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
The Bucks get back to action this evening. In the NBA last night, Detroit 114, Charlotte 97, Phoenix 117, Cleveland 111, Dallas 127, Chicago 92, Golden State over San Antonio 112-102, Denver 125, Toronto 119, Boston over Portland 121-99. From the NHL, the Rangers 3-1 over New Jersey, St. Louis 5, Boston 1, Winnipeg 3, Washington nothing, Los Angeles 3-0 over the Islanders. Some other notes in sports. The Packers weren't the only professional team starting the week with a busy couple of days. The Brewers report they are sending closer Devin Williams to a spine specialist to see what can be done about his aching back. A second opinion will be sought. For now, the team reportedly isn't over-concerned about the problem. Milwaukee also sent top prospect Jefferson Kiro to AAA, Chris Roller, Bradley Blolock, and Wes Clark, Sam Carlson, Evan McKendry, Tobias Myers, and Carlos Rodriguez were assigned to minor league camp. Badger guard John Blackwell has won his fourth Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week award for the season. He averaged 17.5 points and 6 rebounds as Wisconsin split a pair of games. Blackwell hit more than 62% of his shots from the field. He has served as an offensive spark plug for Coach Greg Gard's team as the season progressed. Blackwell is expected to be named to the all-freshman team. The Badgers are seeded 5th in the Big Ten Conference tournament. They meet the winner of the Maryland-Rutgers game Thursday in Minneapolis. B.J. Freeman scored 27 to guide number 6 seed Milwaukee to an 82-75 victory over 5th seed Northern Kentucky in the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament. Milwaukee will play top seed Oakland in the championship game on Tuesday with an automatic NCAA tournament berth going to the winner. Trey Robinson scored a career-high 33 for the Norse. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on WRCO Sports.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Five exciting championship games highlighted the girls' basketball state tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
What a weekend it was for girls basketball at the Rush Center in Green Bay, which saw a 10,000 person boost in attendance this season. The fans got their money's worth, including some incredible games on Championship Saturday. In Division 1, Arrowhead outlasted Nina 69-59 as sophomore Natalie Cusso was tremendous with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. It helped overcome a big performance by Nina's Allie Zabel, who had 35 points in the title game after a 40-piece in the semifinals. The UConn recruit was named the WBCA Ms. Basketball earlier in the week. For the third straight year, Notre Dame and Pewaukee met in the Division II championship game, but Pewaukee got the upper hand this time in a 60-52 victory, ending Notre Dame's run of three straight championships. Edgewood edged out Xavier to claim the Division III title 55-52. Laconia was a repeat winner in Division IV, taking down Cuba City 47-43. The Division V title game was a thriller, going to overtime, as Albany Monticello rallied from a 5-point deficit with 30 seconds left in regulation to force the extra period. There, the Space Stallions would claim the championship in the co-op's first season of existence as the 4 seed won 57-54. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.